Welcome, welcome, welcome to the next episode of Better Not Call Saul. Just at work here, making it do what it do. You know, here's some music. While y'all wait, I'm about to check somebody in here. I wonder, is this stuff really going directly to the microphone? Oh, here comes the guy. He's coming back. Stand by for the action. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? What's the item? Okay, hold on 1 second. It's asking you to chip your card for $100. The $100 deposit that I have to collect. When you do it in cash, it's $150. Hold on, okay? So you do it in cash? All right, let me stop the machine then.
What's that?
Stop the machine.
Oh, stop.
Screwing me like you did on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a long time to get back.
I just took my cash out.
Yep.
That's
a good way to do it.
You know, it costs extra to get back. It sure says I got money for breakfast tomorrow.
Right.
Got New Year's Eve ahead. Money in my account. Until it was time to go out. Went to go out. And it still said I had like $800 available. But when I went to use the ATM, it said no go. So I sat home.
Let me have you fill out this here. That's your receipt. You need that to get your deposit back. This is your room number. Here's your ID. You're going to be on the fourth floor. You take the elevators up to the fourth floor. You make a right and another right, and you're there. If you have any questions, you can hit zero. And we serve breakfast between 6:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow. And check out us at 11 a.m. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, I've been here before.
Sounds good to me. Well, you have a good stay. Thank you. All right, sir. Thank you very much for holding. Can we get your name? Okay, so let me. So the room was under Olivia. What? Can you spell that for me? No, all right. So the rim is under. What room was it? 5, 23, 5, 10. All right, you have a phone number? Let me get it, please. And what is your name? You said Zayden or Jaden? And the last name?
Also, like, after that accent workshop, everybody who was in it was, you could tell who did it because they were all doing accents.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll put a note in the system and then I'll give you a call back if the show comes, okay? Thank you. Yeah, they just want to hang out in the bathroom, I guess. That seems to be the place to be.
Seems to be the place to be. Seems to be the place to be.
When it's time for action, I'm verbing. Cause faith is there without words. Just because of that coffin, it doesn't mean I'm scared. Skirt, skirt, it's my time. I'm still trying to sell words. It's 5 bands for a verse. That's 500 back to church. Wanna know she can twerk. And I ain't even have the curves. Just because of that coffin, it doesn't mean I'm scared. I wanna let go of that like, what is the meaning when the feeling is off like the weekend? Feel rejected like really good defense. Sometimes I wanna jump off the deep end. I'm not too proud to say that I cry sometimes. 95 marriage ain't lasting life. You gon' have to learn to wipe your eyes. People live and people die sometimes. Keeping on you cause I've learned. Just cause you say don't mean it won't try sometimes. Proving you right isn't right sometimes. This is business. Bye sometimes, cause some people only go just to kill your buzz like, sir, hit me up, what's the word? I'm an optimist, what's the worst? That can happen, I'm learning. It's time for action, I'm learning. Just make this deal what I was. Yeah, because of that coffin, it doesn't mean I'm scared. Skirt, skirt, it's my turn. I'm sell drugs, I'll sell words. It's 5 bands for a verse. That's 500 at the church. She wanna know she can twerk. And I ain't even have the curves. Jump cut a God fan, it doesn't mean I'm scared. I wanna let go of that woo. Like, what is the meaning? Everyone that looks good is deceiving. Only give a hand when they're receiving. People got it in car trying to peep it. Understand that your phone won't be dry sometimes. That's when you realize who's your lifeline. Don't gotta give it to me, I'ma take mine. Understand the best things always take time. Forget everything that you heard. Sometimes you gotta burn out a grapevine. Only thing people want is some FaceTime. They just wanna be safe. I just laugh like that couldn't be me. I live life to a different degree. Sometimes I get the finger today. Summer rain, I get low sometimes. I'm not really trying to go sometimes. Don't reply cause I don't know sometimes. But I'ma go, cause I can stay here, gotta roll. Cause having faith means to keep on walking even though you're not sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it looks like it's going to be a pretty busy night tonight. Ideally, I'm looking to sell out. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? Oh, thank you. All right, sounds good. You have a good day. I'm glad you found me.
Man, I want to see you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Five spaces, though.
No, there are six.
There are six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah, I'm in the van. Three in the back.
Well,
I am home.
Two in the
front. Three in the back. That's like
we'll sit in the back.
The
Do whatever you want.
Like
you can. Oh, no, I'm telling you. Never mind.
Thank you for calling
Holiday
Express. How
can
I help you?
Be comfortable.
No, you're
not. We fit five in the back.
Wow.
Come with us. We literally come with us.
Yes, we do have rooms available. Let me take a look.
All right, fine.
Be that way. Oh, don't be that way, me.
One night room we have is for $139 plus tax. I don't know if you have any discounts. Are you an IHG member? The way you find that out is you got to make your reservation through the IHG website. Yep. All right. Thank you. You have a great night, bud. She wanted to know if she's going to discount. I discount, yeah. My system looks like he got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rooms. It looks like we have 9 rooms today. We have some kings. Yeah, mostly kings. There are no queens left. All right, you have a good evening. Mm-hmm. I'm about to sign one of these rooms here. See what we got. Here we go. Sign that. Yep. Change the rate. Nope. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you,
sir. All right. I'm just assigning rooms. Show every Saturday, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about in this one, but here goes now. There's a lot of stuff going on, like there always is in the world. Things from killings and all sorts of things. The world is very in a small, chaotic order. This dude, really, he did that? Well, that's the way it goes. Probably not even real. I mean, these chests be wearing the plastic these days. You know how that can go. Let me give you a little rundown on the news. Because some shit been going on. I mean, some stuff has been going on every day. All right, that's a copy, sir. That's a copy, copy. Meanwhile, back on the ranch. Meanwhile, back on the ranch. Let me give you some of the top world stories. Top stories. I would stick to my area, but you don't want to hear what's going on down here. You do not want to hear. Let's see. A dozen local chefs said they won't enforce the new Illinois gun law. I guess Illinois took a new... Go for it. What's the question?
Your shuttles probably won't take some machine shop, right?
We don't have a shuttle, okay. So we won't do that.
What about taxis or
Ubers? We have some taxis. Order some Ubers. Here's a few different taxi services that's in the area. You can call them. You can schedule a time.
Can they run big enough to run 7 people or no?
Yeah. It's a shuttle service. They got vans. They got big vehicles. You can definitely give one of these individuals a call right there.
Thank you.
That should be enough there.
If not, we'll walk.
Yeah, it's right downtown there. Yep, you're right.
And 5 numbers, one of them's got.
And if right. You get drunk, you can. It's stumbling back distance. You're going to stumble your way back here. I mean, I've done it, so I know how that goes.
Just follow the breadcrumbs?
Yep, just follow the breadcrumbs, follow the white lines. You'll be straight.
Just stay off 69 or 49.
Yeah, stay off the freeway. Right. Yep, yep. Stick to the local road. You know, sometimes people be stumbling back after the bar. I had a few nights of stumbling back home. You know, I don't get down like that no more. I'm a little bit too wise for that. Back to the news. It says here, Lisa Marie Presley has died. I'm not torn up about that at all. I have never been an Elvis Presley fan. I mean, all his moves were stolen. Hey, what's happening? Me too. They're not going yet. They're not going yet. Well,
I feel like it's family time.
They're here for a convention. Some of them felt like that too.
That's what I feel like.
Somebody, a girl checked out earlier, and she was saying that she had to go because of family issues. And she had to go. I figured it was this family here that's here. And they probably told her she got to go home because she wasn't acting the part.
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
You know, all this shit organized my family. Yeah, clicks and shit.
Yeah, she probably didn't fall in one of the clicks. Yeah, there'd be a lot of clicks going on. Yeah.
Really? Because we got a routine, you see what I'm saying? And I have ADHD, it's not easy for me to have a routine. I'm trying my best.
You just breathe.
To keep it cute, but I'm
just gonna breathe. You may have to make yourself another office. You see, I put up my computer right there, you see? I marked that whole territory. They can stay right there.
Yeah, because
I saw what they was about to do. There was about 50 of them was going to come sit down in the lobby.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, they young, so.
I like I said, like, you know I've been looking at you. Mm-hmm. But that's when I feel like, okay, family, haven't seen you well. We can call it up. Goodbye.
Goodbye, right?
You know what I mean? I'm just like.
These kids are something else. They
man, why you think I never had it?
Every 5 minutes.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm here, man.
Every 5 minutes. They want something else.
I'm trying my best.
They got 80. You know they got ADHD too. So,
okay.
So y'all vibing together.
And I'm good with that. But I'm done. Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. They're checking out tomorrow.
Good bro.
They're checking out tomorrow. That's why they got me here.
Yeah. Yeah, they
keep
knew.
It cool.
Yeah, they knew. Everybody would have been fresh out of their mind.
They would have been cutting up in here if anybody else. If Leanne was here, they'd have been cutting up. They'd have had the boom box and all that. Have the boombox playing. Oh, here we go. Hey. Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? We do not have a room. Sorry about that. It's security. Keep your eye on the big one.
I can't do nothing with you.
Right. Well, you're like 6'7"?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be guessing, right? Let's look at a person. It's from all the sizing up I be doing. you gotta be able to size accurately. Let's see what else. Let's see. It says three girls died after getting trapped in a washing machine at home after doors shut automatically. I'm not. Oh, the magnetic doors? Oh, that's messed up. That should be a safety hazard right there. Because they lock. Those things lock once it goes on. So let's say you in the starting laundry, right? You got all your clothes in there. If you already got your load set to wash, it's going to close it and start the load. Kid can be in the washing machine taking a bath. A real bath. This Los Angeles Police Department bans thin blue line flag. Oh, they banned that flag with the one blue line in the mix of it. It was supposed to represent the police department and their brotherhood of blues. But that brotherhood is quickly turning into an all-out gang. And the people are dang near about ready to arm themselves and take out the gang. Let me tell you, I'm sure I'll probably get to the story. A cop killed another dude last week. I was like, yo, this is just the beginning of the year. So this is, I think, the first one of the year. And at this rate, if we're doing it, if this is the first half of January, we got it done before the 15th. I don't know how many more they're going to kill before the end of the month. But I can definitely tell they probably got a quota somewhere along the lines. They got a max genocide quota. And this is the quota that dictates how many people are going to perish in a day. Due to whatever. It could be the downright straight murder. Downright natural disaster, all sorts of shit. For real. Now the news saying that a dad takes away the daughter, emotional support dog, says, I had no choice. He had no choice but to take that damn dog away. She was probably messing around with the dog. Now, I didn't read the story, so I'm just making that part up. But I'm just letting y'all know. Let's see what else. This says, my mind is blown. Famous actress Julia Roberts takes DNA tests and discovers that she's what? She's green? Because you're damn sure ain't black. They're not about to say that. You want to, the next thing they're going to tell me, Julia Roberts is half African American. All white people want black people in their DNA. Let me tell you.
This is the next story. It says, mother's boyfriend accused of murder in death of 8-month-old turned shelves into something. I'm not going to go into it because it sounds like some real messed up stuff. But I'm just scrolling down here. I don't see any good news. It says, police officer overhears two kids chatting in an elementary school. So what? Let me get this right. So the officer who heard the two kids chatting in the elementary school, he heard one of the kids say, "I'm a punch you in your face, Johnny." And the officer bust in to the school and arrested the boy for verbal assault. He cannot talk to somebody like that. That's what happened. It says, woman kicks mother-in-law out for forcing her 10-year-old daughter to eat one food that she does not like. Uh-oh. She said, get out. Get out. Get out, mom. Get out, mother-in-law. You're out of here. She said, you can't tell her what to do in her own damn house. And you cannot not tell somebody what to do. She said, nah, you can't tell my kid what to do at her house. Only she can do that. That's the type of stuff my mom would say, some shit like that. Because only she can tell us what to do.
I love it.
Must be. All right, ladies. All right. I guess ladies and gentlemen, because one of them, I think, is, what do you call those, a stud? I didn't know whether I should say ladies and gentlemen or not. Let me tell you, I'm gonna keep it straight 100. I had a stud in front of me check it in one time, and I think I called her ma'am too many times, but my brain would not call her sir. My brain would not let me call her sir. It wouldn't do it. And we had to do a lot of engaging, you know, a lot of communication. And every time I addressed her, I was like, all right, ma'am. All right. I called that girl ma'am like 25 times. I was like, dang. And my brain just wouldn't let me call her sir. She wanted to be, I could tell she wanted to be called sir. I'm just saying. I just couldn't, my brain wouldn't do it. All I saw was feminine features, and it said, girl, just like that. Just like that. I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all. It said, girl, just like that. Just like that. So the next story is, it says a man with an upside down head is living his best life with this rare condition. His best life with his upside down head. What are you doing? I seen him on TV once or twice. He was on. I think he was on TBN once. And the guy with no arms and no leg was on TBN. But this guy with the upside down head, he was on TBN. He was on something else. And, you know, he was doing his thing, you know. I think he dating. I think he married and all that. I think the dude is married. Oh, she got the Domino's pizza. All right. Y'all have a good night. They having a pizza party. So I'm looking at TikTok the other day. And I see this TikTok about Domino's Pizza. And Domino's Pizza said they've been in a 30-year research to find out if people would really eat garbage. And lo and behold, he said that their pizza has been topped with garbage. And I said, what? He said the whole thing is the cardboard box. I kid you not. Ma said the whole fucking pizza is a cardboard box. And all the ingredients was 3D garbage. I'm just saying. I said, not me. I'm not eating that pizza no more. This shit ain't nothing but garbage. I was flabbergasted. I'm glad I didn't really eat pizza like that because red sauce gave me heartburn, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's the way it is. But that was the craziest thing. No, it wasn't, because you see a lot of crazy stuff on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I'm not crazy, but I'm on it.
I'm not on purpose, and actually, I have to let you go because I just realized I have to jump on this bus right now.
She didn't just realize that. She's been here for 2 fucking days. She know they be in and out of here. She said, you just called her at the wrong time. Basically. She's basically using the bus as a get out of call. Get out of that call option. Where you say, all right now, okay, bye-bye, bye-bye now. That's how you know the conversation is over. I may end the show like that. And these kids is funny because they older. They all college kids, but they put on the damn SpongeBob. Like, this is the cut. They love the SpongeBob. I'm watching TikTok one day. And this girl says, why is SpongeBob address the same address as Epstein? I said, oh, shit. Y'all are crazy for that one. It was because... You look up Epstein's address on that little island that he got, it's at the same freaking address. I was like, oh, snap. He was trying to tell those kids to go to his house a long time ago. Look, my son grew up watching SpongeBob. Now, had I known that every time SpongeBob pulled out his ID, he basically given an address of a location that was real, that was to some pedophile house, I would have turned that crap off. But lo and behold, I did not know. But he didn't watch it all that long anyway. I mean, he wasn't watching SpongeBob past 9 or 10. But I see people be watching this shit like right now. He was like, he got his supplies. He went to a store and got his supplies. He must have went over there to Sozo. Whatever you do, folks, do not go to Sozo. Don't go to Sozo. You will be robbed. They will rob you down there at Sozo. And I advise anybody who listens to this podcast, don't go to Sozo. And if you listen and you know me, you know exactly what Sozo is. I can't tell you where it is because this show goes out all across the world. And I didn't want to provide no slander on no business, you know what I mean? Even though they doing shady business down there. But Sozo, let me tell you, Sozo is as crooked as the letter S. That's my line right there because you know my name begin with a Saul. So I can be a little bit crooked, but I try to straighten out most of the time. He said, that's what happens when you on the straight and narrow, that all those curves go smooth. So yeah, back to the news, because the stuff that be going on in the news is wild these days. You gotta have your own peace of mind to even contend with your own life and reality to deal with this BS news. It says the Santos, which is Santos is the guy who just ran for some political office, but in weight of lying about his resume or resume embellishment. They want him to go. And he said he's not going to resign. And I don't freaking blame him, because the truth of the matter is that most of these politicians lie about their resume. They just be lying the whole time. They be saying they with this group, they with that group, they've been here, they've been there, they worked for this, they did this, supported, helped out these people, they wrote bills for this law, they did this, they did that, they did the other. They ain't do a goddamn thing. They ain't do nothing. They ain't do nothing. Or they probably did too much. I mean, I didn't vote for the last president. I was like, fuck them. I said, they both devils to me. Both of them. And now the same bullshit that happened to the last president about these stolen documents. You know, basically they checked out a library book and didn't return the library book back within the time frame. They probably got a time frame to return that shit back in. And they thought they was going to pay 5 cents a day for the late fee. That's what that was. It's Colin McDougal. I'll make up shit up. I'll make it up off the top of my head if I have to. But this is all the shit that's going on. It says Brazil arrests former justice minister in growing riot investigation. Yeah, they're riding in Brazil right now. They're riding it in a lot of places, considering that every continent is really in turmoil right now. I mean, there's something going on everywhere. If it's not due to just all-out war, civil unrest, it is natural disasters, whether it be, you know, blizzards or earthquakes or whatnot. But it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff going on out there. You know? I just hit most of the people with the top stories. Let's see. Well, this is a dozen of local sheriffs say they won't enforce the new Illinois gun law. They need to take those guns off the streets. Don't even make them no more. They're not going to do that. Welcome back, folks. He looks so familiar. That guy looks familiar, like he's been in something before. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
We'll be back.
All right. See you soon, sir. I'm here until 11. All right. How's it going? You got your... Aren't you missing ice cream?
I'm okay.
Everybody else is getting ice cream. I figured you wanted some ice cream too.
Maybe later.
Well, I'm here till 11.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, $6, Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
We don't do Discover. Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Even though the commercial says, you see the new Discover commercial? They're singing that song, We're Not Going to Take It. I was like, that is funny commercial right there. What do you do? You do stage stuff or you're an actress?
I'm acting.
Are you acting? What part are you acting in?
I was a scene partner for someone who went through the Irene Ryan scholarship stuff.
The what scholarship?
Irene Ryan's acting scholarship.
Oh, I've never heard of Irene Ryan. Irene who?
Ryan.
Okay.
She was an actress. Thank you.
Yeah, so she's an actress?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Never heard of her. What's she been in?
Apparently she's been in Beverly Hillbillies. The Grandmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You said the Gremlins.
Grandma.
Oh, Grandma.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it, though, so.
Oh, you've never seen it? You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Bring it up on the laptop and watch a few episodes. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Governor Santos. Mm-hmm. This is Biden document bungles seen as a political black eye. I think he was set up. I think the former president stashed the rest of the documents that he stole from his presidency in the vice president office. I know it's some simple-minded bullshit, but that's the individual y'all dealing with. That's the individual that people pick to run their president. And that's the kind of fuckery that y'all got to deal with, because I honestly think he put those in there on purpose. Like, fuck it, I'm going to put it in the vice president office. Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. How may I help you? All right. Thank you. No one was there. Well, folks, I didn't want to keep y'all today. I just want to give y'all a little bit of something, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It says, why West Coast weather will be chaotic in the future, according to climate science. Look, according to Saul's science, it is going to be very bad on the West Coast. Very bad. I'm just keeping it 100. Oh, that's why he dressed fancy, because he was going out with these ladies. He's all red. Yeah. It says, there are mysterious super Earths all over the galaxy. Yeah, and one of them belongs to me. I don't know what the heck they're doing on my freaking super Earths. They better get off of that bad boy. Well, in the wake of the news, it's all good. All bad, but that's roughly about it. So basically, there's supposed to be a new COVID subvariant. I don't know what they're going to call this thing. I don't know what they're going to call it. Probably subvariant Stargate Void 10295. Probably. That's what I would call it. Oh, this is the Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5. So it's called the Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5. What a name. Where did they be coming up with this shit at? Because anytime I come up with shit, it'd be way better than this. They just be giving this shit crazy names. Like, names that only mean something to them. And then they got all these, they said the US FDA CDC sees early signal of possible Pfizer bivalent COVID shot link. So they're seeing there's a link in this this COVID shot that links to something else. I didn't get the shot. I'm hoping that everybody holds the line. I know that I've been holding the lines since 2020 with not getting this COVID shot, and I'm still holding the dang line. I'm not going to stop holding the line. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to do it. What are those? These mofos is funny. But anyways, this is new studies suggest acts of kindness may be the best medicine for depression. What? I believe that. Acts of kindness is the best medicine for depression. I'm going to start doing more acts of kindness in 2023 than I did in 2022. Yeah, absolutely. Because it is a great... It's a word for it. I would say aphrodisiac, but that's a sexual connotation to it. But it is a good lady, you know? It helps give you some of the things in the mental faculties that the mind needs to survive, you know? You know, doing stuff, good stuff for people. I mean, I try to do good stuff for people every day, at least one thing. You know, sometimes I succeed, sometimes I don't, but sometimes I just make it up with two people the next day, you know? Stuff like that. But, you know, playing it forward is the thing to do. You know, so I'll go and purchase somebody lunch. Where's he going in that London fog? He got the 1971 London fog on. All wool. That's right, folks. The 1971 London fog. The London fog. That's what it's all about. You might as well have that members-only jacket. Like, members-only. It's a private party. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa. Yeah, need no money to qualify. I'm gonna rock with them tonight. I don't need no checkbook. But you're broken heart. Cause it's members only tonight. Thank you, folks. My next show will be next Saturday. It's been a real pleasure.